To order, it is 1:09 p.m. on Friday, March 1st. Before we begin, I want to thank Julia Bushman, the House Judiciary Secretary, who is, we are giving her sound and hopefully reliable training, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Madison Truitt from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind everyone in the room, as well as those members of the committee, to please silence your cell phones. Present today, Representative Eastman, Representative Kopp, my vice chair, Representative Ledoux, and myself, Representative Clayman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is a confirmation hearing. The speaker referred the following governor's appointment to the Judiciary Committee, Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association. Members have received the appointee's application. The appointee, Jedediah Cox, is online and available and will testify, and with that, we will open the public testimony. Mr. Cox, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. I would just note, if you're on a speakerphone, please put it on the regular handheld, and you can proceed with your testimony. I just note, sometimes the sound can be a little funky. And if that happens, I'll just interrupt you to ask you to do something of undetermined nature with your phone until we get the sound to improve. But go ahead.
Okay. So good afternoon, representatives of the House Judiciary. I'm humbled to be considered for the public seat on the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association. So I thank Governor Dunleavy, his staff, and you all for your service to our state as we transition into the future. I volunteered for this board because of the responsibility we have to remain faithful to the ideals of our predecessors, chief among those being self-sacrifice and public service for the common good. I believe my experience makes me a great candidate for this board. I have been an educator for 10 years in public and private sector positions, domestic and foreign. The committee work I did for the University of Montana Academic Standards Review Committee, the Montana Office of the Commissioner of Higher Ed, General Ed Committee, and as a professor, gave me opportunities to work on state policy, university bylaws, and review academic performance. Bring with me these values upon which progress depends: honesty, hard work, courage, fairness, tolerance, patriotism, and the willingness to learn and listen. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Cox. I will note for members of the committee, it's my intention to take public testimony after we finish our questions, and as usual, we limit our questions to 1 minute. Does anyone have questions for Mr. Cox? Representative Ledoux.
Mr. Cox, I'm just looking at your employment history, and some of it actually looks really, really interesting. Tell me what the Vietnam Banking Academy was.
So, yeah, the Vietnam Banking Academy is a university. It is a bachelor's through PhD type institution.
It's an actual what?
It's a university focusing on banking. So you can get a bachelor's to a PhD there. I worked as an English teacher there with the TEG program, TAG program, the Tyndale Education Group out of Singapore. They subcontracted with the Vietnamese government. So officially the TEG group, but the bill, of course, the Vietnamese government was paying my salary.
Can I follow up with a few?
Representative Liu, sure, go ahead.
So were you actually in
and just so Mr. Cox, if you, when you're talking, give you about 2 inches away from the handset, because I think you're sometimes coming through a little loud, and it makes it harder to hear.
Gotcha.
So were you in Vietnam when you were teaching at this university, or was this an online thing, or how did it work?
Yes, I lived in Hanoi, Vietnam.
Very interesting. So just further questions.
Follow up,
on
Representative Ledoux.
It looks like you have spent some time in two legislatures, the Montana House of Representatives and then the Florida House of Representatives. What did you do in both of these legislative bodies?
So in Montana, I was on the Higher Ed General Education Committee, which we were doing what looks like Senate Bill 31, I believe it is. was doing is unifying the general education core so that a student can transfer from one school in Montana to another and not be penalized for that, you know, not lose any credits. That was our big goal for that, and just to update the general education curriculum for Montana.
Well, was that in 2005?
Yeah, we'll do, that's fine.
When you worked for the Office of the Commissioner, because it says 2005 Office of Commissioner, and then 2008, and you worked for, it looks like, an intern to a Representative Rayburg?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, and that's, he was the Federal House of Representatives. I was, I did an internship for Congressman Denny Rayburg of Montana, our lone representative. So, yeah, and I was at that similar time. I did from about 2005 to 2008. I was on that committee, the General Education Committee. It was a long process to get that all unified.
And then in 2017, you worked for the Florida House of Representatives?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you do there?
I was an executive secretary for the Rules and Policy Committee. So I would assist with the preparation primarily of the bills, getting things together. I feel like you go to the floor.
Thank you.
Secretarial duties, of course. Yeah.
Representative Eastman, Representative Kopp, any questions? Representative Kopp, you look like you're on the verge of a question. I can ask. I've got a few questions. You can ponder your questions while I ask one. Mr. Cox, it looks like you haven't had much interactions with an organized bar association in your prior experience. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
And you understand that as one of the public members, you'll be one of three public members, assuming that we confirm your nomination, and you'll be in a significant minority on the Board of Governors when they meet and have discussions on things. Are you aware of that? Or are you comfortable being in that role?
I am. I believe it's 9-3 as far as bar association. Yeah.
Okay. And you'll be comfortable working with a whole bunch of lawyers all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I note I've served on the Board of Governors for several years, including serving as president of the bar, and one of the things I actually found was the public members were oftentimes some of the most active participants in discussions and had a perspective that was, I think, very helpful to the bar. And so I would just make that comment that this is a role that, even though you may be a minority in numbers, you can actually be very influential in working with the members of the bar and the other members of the Board of Governors. So those are all the questions I have. Representative Kopp, did you get a question during that time?
Well, I was part. Thank you, Mr. Cox, for applying. Can you tell us why specifically you want to serve on the Board of Governors for the Bar Association?
Particularly the Board of Governors, I find my experience as an educator is useful. One part of their responsibilities is, of course, going over test scores. And then as my experience as a, of course, with doing education all these years and being a professor, we did, of course, a lot of academic review, like academic standards review, which I feel I would be a good fit for myself. And I've always wanted to do public service. That's been pretty much my whole life. As a teacher, you're usually focusing more around your school. And I've recently started working for the state here for the Division of Communities and Regional Affairs. So I wanted to continue that community service.
Okay. What do you see the role of the Board of Governors to play with respect to the Alaska Supreme Court?
I believe that our goal is to give good candidates. I believe that was part of the role, is to vet good candidates to – is that correct? That's how I understood it. Been reading some.
You're confusing the Board of Governors of the Bar Association with the Alaska Judicial Council.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So on the Board of Governors, there's discipline matters, complaint matters. I think against attorneys. There's also academic, continuing education matters. Obviously, your education background is very strong with respect to that. Can you tell us what you did with the Anchorage School District?
Yes, with the Anchorage School District, I was an English tutor.
Okay.
Even like the work I did when I was abroad, often, you know, students from immigrant families or families where they speak a different language as their primary home language.
Okay.
Thank you for referencing that. Yes, I do have very limited experience with the kind of court or reprimanding aspect of misconduct. When I was in the Florida House Legislature as an executive secretary, they would use a few of us secretaries as a sounding board for of course, again, this is judicial, but for judges who were up for misconduct. But again, very limited. Mostly academic experience.
Have you, follow up, Mr.
Representative,
have you looked at the annual events that the bar puts on as far as training events? Are you familiar with the types of things that are covered in their major event that goes on each year for the Bar Association?
Such as the continued education, is that what you're referring to?
I think he's referring to the annual convention of the Bar Association that typically occurs in May.
Okay. So yeah, I've been focusing mostly on what they do in their meetings. So yeah, going over the bar exam results, the bylaws, and then of course,
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cox.
I don't see anyone else with any questions. Thank you very much for your testimony. We're going to now move on to public testimony. And I would just note that if you're on a telephone for public testimony, please make sure you are not on a speakerphone, which will help the sound quality. Looks like we have two people that are interested in providing public testimony. We limit public testimony to 2 minutes per person. First person that we have is Teresa Obermeyer. Dr. Obermeyer, can you hear us?
Matt, Mr. Klayman.
Dr. Obermeyer, it's great to hear you. I haven't seen you in a long time, but glad to have you with us today.
And how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing so much better that you are here and you're coming in loud and clear. And we've got a beautiful sunny day here in Juneau.
I am on speaker, but you can hear me as I say hello.
Yes, we're hearing everything you have to say. I'm going to go ahead and start your 2 minutes for your testimony about Mr. Cox.
Now, let me make sure, are all the members there? I didn't get that. Are all the members of the House Judiciary at the meeting?
We have a quorum of four, which is Representative Eastman, Representative Kopp, Representative Ledoux, and myself.
Okay, so Stutes is not there and Shaw is not there.
And Stutes, Shaw, and Wool are not here.
Okay, it's Stutz or Stutes, and Shaw and Wool are not there.
That's right.
Okay, thank you for hearing me, Mr. Klayman. I did really find Mr. Cox. I don't know the gentleman. I could not really get his resume until just a couple of minutes ago. I would like to commend him. But, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to offer my own name as a public member of the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association, and I did send my resume to Representative Eastman, and what I did send is my immediate family members, 22 of whom are attorneys all over this great nation. I think I would bring a lot of excellence to the Board of Governors. Now, I also understand that maybe it's an insult to, and I wouldn't want to insult Mr. Cox at all, but to the governor not to appoint his designee. But I just would raise the concern, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. Cox is not that knowledgeable of Alaska and of our Alaska Bench and Bar the way someone such as myself is. I've lived here since the 70s. I've been on the Anchorage School Board. I always bring critical thinking and issues of American law, due process and fair play to all that I do. And from that standpoint, I think I could be very helpful. I have watched the what the Board of Governors does, and I wanted to bring up, if you'll forgive me, Mr. Klayman, are you aware yourself that Bill Granger will have been, when he finishes his term as a public member on the Board of Governors, he will have been on it, I believe I'm correct, for 16 long years in our very young state.
Dr. Obermeyer, you've got about you're at about the 2 minutes. I'll give you 15 seconds to wind up.
And of course, we know that Mr. Granger represents Wells Fargo Bank, the third largest bank in the United States. I've done some research on Wells Fargo, and it says online that one in three households.
Dr. Obermeyer, thank you very much. That's the conclusion of the time we've got for your testimony. The next person we have that's ready to testify is Charles McKee in the Anchorage LIO. Mr. McKee, if you could just restate your name, and you've got 2 minutes.
My name's Charles McKee, and I'd like to support Teresa Obermeyer and her interest in being considered to this position. To say hello, because I haven't seen her for a while. We've had oftentimes met at the Anchorage School Board meetings, but I want to bring this to your attention. To my dismay, I have uncovered from personal experience the fact that the process, unlawful conversion by legal process, without full disclosure, changes us, the creditor, into a debt slave for all intents and purposes. However, this was not disclosed and therefore deemed void. If you are aware of it and can do the procedure to void out the subjugation of this debt slave process that has encumbered everybody. You know, you hear the terminology being used as a tool. Well, that is what it's referring to, is the law profession has been used to encumber our credit to where they enjoy the fruit of our labor, and we are subjugated at the level of.
Mr. McKee, you're at about 2 minutes. I'll give you 15 seconds to wind up.
At the level of the federal treasury. And I've had this submittal. I'll turn this paperwork in, 8 pages.
Okay, that's your 2 minutes and a bit more, so thank you very much. And checking, we don't have anyone else online that's called in. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify with regard to Mr. Cox's application or nomination to the Board of Governors? Hearing and seeing no one, we're going to close public testimony. And I will inquire if anyone has any further questions for the nominee after hearing public testimony. Hearing and seeing none, do any members, I'll go around the room in my typical cycle, any comments, Representative Kopp, Representative Eastman, Representative Ledoux, and I have no comments either. Having completed our no comments, Representative Ledoux.
The Judiciary Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointee and recommends that the following name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration: Jedediah Cox to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
The name will be forwarded to the joint session after we adjourn. Please stay behind to sign the confirmation committee confirmation report. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Wednesday, March 6th at 1:30 p.m. We will not be meeting on Monday. We'll meet at 1:30 following the Law Finance Subcommittee meeting, which we will all be participating in, and that begins at noon. And we will stand adjourned now. It is now 1:28 p.m.